Take your awareness to your base chakra and imagine a hook attaching you to Earth. So see yourself being hooked into the here and now. And take your awareness to your heart center and open that big sanctuary door of the heart and walk in. And just notice the quality of your heart. If there's any debris there, you could snap your magical fingers and clear it out. So you're anchored through base, your heart is open, you're standing right there in that heart center. And then above your head, you can imagine like a glass ceiling, and you're in an elevator. And you're going to ascend from the heart to the throat and then to the sixth chakra. And then to the crown. And as the elevator ascends, it's ascending you to that eighth chakra. You know how as you get to your floor in an elevator, it slows down. So here it's slowing down. You have a glass ceiling. You can see into the cosmos. You can see into the sky. You can see through your crown chakra into the universe. So you're coming up to the top of your head, to the top of your crown, your internal. So your awareness is in that cylinder, that like elevator shaft, coming to your crown. The eighth chakra is like a plate, like a golden plate above your head. And it's spinning, and it opens from the center of the chakra outward. And see that sparkly turquoise, iridescent turquoise color, like the Caribbean, like the sea in the Caribbean. And as you rise up past the crown in that elevator shaft, you start to elevate your own consciousness. And if you look above the head, you can see into the universe. You can see the stars. That turquoise color is infusing your cells with light. So you're elevating, you're going up that elevator, you've come to the crown, you're looking out to that eighth chakra, and now you're in between the crown and the eighth chakra in a glass elevator. And if you look up or all around you, you see that turquoise color, like you're in a sea, in the Caribbean Sea, with that turquoise, that beautiful turquoise, high vibrational energy. We're going to tap you into your Oversoul energetic. And the Oversoul is connected into the cosmic consciousness, the universal energy. Connect into your Oversoul energy. You can see it in your third eye. To me, it looks like a giant mothership that's sending out, you know, energy like lightning off the mothership to each of you. I want you to ask your Oversoul for your soul signature, your soul script. What is your soul holding for you in this life? So you can imagine that soul signature as a color or light energetic. But your soul signature can be any color. So by making contact here with that Oversoul, you're asking for your soul script to be revealed to you. So again, connecting into that Oversoul energy and to your soul script, your soul signature, what you're here to do or why you came to Earth. Also here in soul signature is karma. So ask for those books of karma to open. You can imagine like you're in a library and you're holding these giant books on your lap and you're reading your actual karma. So notice what you are experiencing. Notice what you are seeing. There's no fear here. There's no anxiety. There's nothing called bad. It's a vibrational frequency. That soul energy, that signature energetic, it's a frequency. It's like it's floating all around you, like you are embryonic, like you're in the womb and you're floating in that embryonic fluid. Or like you're sitting in a pool. And whatever karma you are experiencing is leaping from the books to free you and free you from the old ways, old news, old people and situations. You don't need to hold on to that karma any longer. Look deep into that karma book. What can you take? What is yours? What is required of you for other people in your life? For your wife or your husband? For your children, friends, your parents. Take what you want from the karma. Take the fun things, the inspiring ideas, new endeavors. As you let go of anything that doesn't serve you or is no longer you in that karma book, reconnect with that soul signature vibration, that vibrational energy. Imagine that eighth chakra above your head expanding beyond the body. Laterally, horizontally, and vertically. And allow that eighth chakra to connect into the universal energies, into your soul signature, into your oversoul. As you tap into that higher frequency, that oversoul energy, and your eighth chakra is connected to that oversoul energy. You are free to design your life how you want it. So as that eighth chakra meets this oversoul, creates a vibrational sequence. And all that energy, that universal energy, which is loaded with potential, which is loaded with new designs, new endeavors, inspiring ideas, weaves into your eighth chakra, weaves into your soul signature, your soul script, all the potential. What's happening here is that your eighth chakra is tapped in to your oversoul. Your oversoul is tapped in to the universal energies and creating new pattern configurations in your eighth chakra, a new design, a new way for you to live without limitation, without fear, without grief, without anxiety. Dream bigger than potential. You can imagine that in your eighth chakra is a weave, and that weave is a new pattern configuration being put into eighth chakra, which will then filter into physical body, into your mind. Again, ask for your soul signature. Make sure that you are complete with that. Going to disconnect from your oversoul. We're going to take that link from the eighth chakra to the oversoul. We're just going to let it separate, like then the oversoul will go back into that universal energy and the eighth chakra will come back to you. We'll cap off that top of the eighth chakra and bringing your body, your mind back to the body. This new design pattern that was placed in the eighth chakra to your true soul signature, your true soul script, and you've changed it, you altered it, you took things out, you let go of old karma, so you'll be in a new configuration in your life. And yet energy that you connected with, the soul signature energy, is still very active all around your all around your physical body. And we'll just leave it there so you can enjoy it and tap into it. And namaste.